Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadih alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Sadaqallahu al-Azim wa sadaqa rasuluhu an-nabiyyul karim. Wa nahnu 'ala dhalika la min ash-shahidin wash-shakirin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Respected ulama-i kiram, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the paragon of His creation. The highest of His creation is insan. From all the various hundreds and thousands of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this position of honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan the ashraful makhluqat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with a body and with a soul. Granted us a body and a soul. We all know the sequence of our creation. The souls were created. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it destined for us to come into this world, had created our bodies, and the soul had come into the body, and we had come into this world. This was the same manner. We're all human beings, except a few exceptions, like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And similarly, we find Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, without the agency of a father, was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, created man, the one and the same way. And we all come into this world in different eras and different ages, for different periods of time. It is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, if you want to look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find the power and qudrat and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that every single human being that comes onto the face of the earth is different from the other. He's unique in his own way. He has different fingerprints like we knew from our childhood. Now we understand he has different dentures from the other. He has different eyes from the others. He has different voices from the other. And recently some of our friends told us he has different even ear prints than the other. The prints of the ear also are not the same of each human being. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that insan is one, but the different complexions, the different temperaments, the different colors, different shapes. There's no single human being that's completely identical to the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been creating insan from the beginning of time right up to the end, and every person is completely unique and different. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there anyone that can create such creations that every single person is completely different from the other? You find two brothers from the same father and mother, but they are different. Sometimes they look so different, act so different, the temperaments are so different. And as I mentioned, the finer parts like the fingerprints, etc., completely different and unique. This is the exposition of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, if you look at man's aspirations and man's desires, then you'll find every single human being that comes on the face of the earth, he has one desire and one wish, that he has a nice, successful life, that he has success in this life, that he has a peaceful life, he has a life full of tranquility and serenity. This is the aspirations of every single human being. Whether he is an educated person, uneducated person, whether he is living in the cities or in the villages, whether he had come in the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, or has come in this period and era, or whether he will come before the day of judgment, each human being, unless he is not of sound understanding and reasoning, there is something wrong with his mental faculty, he will think otherwise. Otherwise, every single person wants to be successful and wants his life in this world to be full of contentment and success, serenity and peace and tranquility. But again, if you look at the way or the method to, in order to achieve this or accomplish this object, it's completely different when you look at the lives of the people. Every person has a different manner or a different formula that he adopts to get this success. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them also in the Holy Quran also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed also the ideal manner or the formula of success. Generally we find a general concept that was present in the past, and even today is this, that we must amass wealth. We must have wealth with us, and we must increase our bank balances, and if we have that, then we'll be able to fulfill our needs, and when we can fulfill our needs, then we'll be happy and contented in this world. Putting our total reliance, man puts his total reliance sometimes on the wealth, and this is his principle in life, that I must earn the maximum amount of wealth. And his entire life, his entire resources, all the faculties that he has, all the opportunities that he has, this goes behind this principle or this ideal that he feels will bring him contentment. And we see man from the time he's born, when he comes to the age of understanding, he has in his mind to earn maximum amount of wealth. And for this, sometimes man neglects all the worldly duties, responsibilities, the comforts and ease, etc., in order to gain wealth and earn wealth. And from the morning till the evening, we find he's amassing wealth. And he's increasing his capital, so to say, or increasing his assets and material wealth. But we find that as man goes along this path, that feeling of tranquility and peace and contentment is not there, because he is vying all the time with somebody around him. He has one shop, somebody has two. He has two shops, somebody has three. He has one wholesale, somebody has one that's even bigger than that. He has one property, somebody has two. He has a nice palatial home, somebody has one better than him. He has a nice comfortable car, somebody has something even better than him. So his entire life is aspiring and working and toiling from the morning till the evening, in order to get that peace of mind, that sincerity, that success, the serenity. And we find that many of people's lives just go in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And they leave this world in such a state. On one side is a big bank balance. On the other side is a heart discontented, a heart that is not happy, and the man leaves this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as the wealth is concerned, or basing success on wealth is concerned, mentions the example of Qarun in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him such wealth that the keys of the wealth were such that a huge army of people of strength and might, were unable to carry the keys of the treasures. Not the treasures, the keys of the treasures of his, that the wealth that he had possessed. But yet we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him unsuccessful, and فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ, that we had sunk him and whatever his possessions and belongings and homes and dwellings were in the earth. And he was unsuccessful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having so much wealth. We must understand that there is a certain amount of wealth that we require for our requirements. I'm talking about when a man makes his principal goal and his basic object in life to earn wealth. As far as earning our daily living is concerned, فَرِيدَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِدِ, man does it in a proper manner. It is an obligatory duty after the other obligatory duties, and a person, inshallah, will be resurrected with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and with the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada if he conducts himself in a proper manner and he earns his wealth in according to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as per his requirement. This we are talking about that person whose whole life is revolving around wealth. And this is, unfortunately, we see this around in many quarters. A person has great amount of wealth. If you question him, he is not sure why he is earning wealth himself. What is your requirements? They are all fulfilled. Why are you working from the morning till the evening? He is not aware. But this is one thing that he has in his mind, that this will bring me success. Some are of the opinion that no, we must become acceptable and honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll be successful. People must have a lot of respect for us, a lot of honor for us. And in this avenue we find, sometimes it's wealth, sometimes it's position, sometimes it's academic achievements, sometimes it's becoming a minister, sometimes becoming a prime minister and a president, so that I can be very much honored in the eyes of the people, and I will get the respect and dignity, then I will be successful. And we find that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept success in these things, or honor and respect in these things, the more a person soars in this direction, the more he feels that he's not getting the genuine success or the genuine peace of mind and serenity and tranquility in his mind. And he continues in this way from one position to another, from one status to another, and we find that he leaves this dunya in a state where he outwardly seems in a very honored position, but in reality his heart is bereft of tranquility and peace and success. Furthermore, we find some of the opinion, which is more recent opinion, that this body must make the maximum amount of enjoyment must be given to this body. We must give vent to all our feelings and emotions. All the lust and temptation is in the body. A person must channel it in whatever direction he wishes, fulfill it in whatever manner he wishes, and this will bring him contentment and peace and a successful life. And that is why you find today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, and especially our youth, from all these illicit relationships, from all these drugs, etc., that are found around us, and from all this evil and immoral activities that take place. Why a person feels, no, if I indulge in these activities and bring the greatest amount of satisfaction to this body, physical body, my sensual pleasures must be fulfilled, then I'll be successful. And we find that this seems to be the most dangerous part, or the dangerous formula that people have adopted, because many people who said this part, Allah Pak save us all and our children and our progenies in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of them take their life and they not even wait for the natural death to come to them. And they commit suicide and they leave this dunya. Because of the degree of dissatisfaction or despondency and dissatisfaction that they have, that's what happens to them. Then when we turn to the Holy Quran, to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, who knows our weaknesses, who knows our requirements, who knows our temperaments, who knows our environments, who knows what is good for us, who knows what is detrimental and harmful for us, then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very clearly spells it out in the Holy Quran that man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah wa lanajziyannahum ajrahum bi ahsani ma kanu ya'malun. Whoever carries out good deeds, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, this is not restricted to the men only, to the men and women. There's complete equality in these aspects as far as men and women are concerned. Obviously not in all aspects like some people want to make, in the gender equality, etc., that they are same in every aspect, which is not the reality as far as the physique is concerned, as far as their capacities is concerned, as far as their capabilities is concerned, as far as their activities is concerned, is not the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them differently for different purposes. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, whoever carries out good deeds, whether it is male or female, wa huwa mu'min, and they have iman. And they have iman, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the other parts of iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with great emphasis, فَلَنُحْيَنَّوا حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Then we will give him a life full of contentment, a life full of peace, a life that is good and satisfying to him. And وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will pay him good rewards in the hereafter for the good deeds that he carries out. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only mention his success as far as the worldly life is concerned, but even in hereafter, that man will be successful. Irrespective of who that person is, what his color is, what his background is, or what language he belongs to, or what ethnic group he belongs to, or what his profession is, if he has iman and amal salihah, if he has these two things, then in the words of the Quran, the words and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the formula of success for him in this world as well as the hereafter. And this is something, if you study the Holy Quran, you will find over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Different promises are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that person that has these two qualities and these two attributes. And if you cast a glance towards the ummah today, we find that these two qualities, that was the main characteristics of a mu'min. From far you could see this man has iman, from his lifestyle, from his object, from his ideals, from his dressing, from his behavior, from his interaction. You could make out that this man has a mu'min, is a mu'min and has iman. And amal salihah used to flow from him in all aspects of life, whether he's in the masjid, whether he's in the bazaars, whether he's in the political field, whether he's buying and selling, whether it is social life, we find that amal salihah used to be flowing. When what is amal salihah? The ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prescribed action by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practiced by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was flowing. When this was flowing, we found that it was very hard to hear of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, leaving the fold of Islam. Or a person who does not act like a Muslim. You cannot distinguish whether this is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Why? These two characteristics were found, iman and amal salihah. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, we find a great amount of people or a large percentage of people feel now that the wealth is the prime thing that we require, and it's only through that we will be successful, irrespective of the status and position of my iman, or the respect that I will get in the eyes of the people. This is what I want, this will bring me success. Or the enjoyment that I have to the physical body that I bring, this will bring me success. Everything else, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, becomes secondary as far as developing the iman, looking after the iman, and safeguarding himself from such places where his iman begins to decrease, and not frequenting those places where his iman is increasing, he is not concerned. The amal salih are not found. Yet we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that if wealth is the thing that you want to amass and gather, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَسْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. Wealth is not this, that you have a great amount of wealth, big bank balance, etc. wealth is the real wealth of the heart. Wardi bima qasama Allahu lak takun aghna an-nas. You want to become the most richest person in society. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that be contented with your lot. You're contented with your lot, you are the richest person in the community and the society. If you are looking for position, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that real position is that which is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum inna Allahi atqakum. The one that has the greatest amount of taqwa and piety, he is the one that has the greatest amount of respect and honor and dignity in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want pleasure, then the sensual pleasure is useless. Why? Because it is so restricted. Anything, any form of pleasure that you think of that brings pleasure to the physical body, it's completely restricted. One respected star is to also mention, always mention, that the dunya ki mazeh or dunya ki lizzate bahut aani hai. Bahut aani hai. They're not lasting. Whether it's the meals that you have, the food that you have, or whether other activities that are permissible in Islam, person gets married, etc. Bahut aani cheeze hai. And on the other hand, ala wa zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the place that wants the real satisfaction is the heart. That is why you find many a people outwardly have everything. Outwardly, all the goods of peace and relaxation are there. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, that you're sitting in the air-conditioned room, etc., but it's got dil pareshan hai. Dil pareshan hai. Outwardly, we find, like they say normally, ki bar to sherwani hai, aur andar pareshani hai. Outwardly, he seems to be in a very contented, nice position, but andar mein pareshani hai. So that shows to us that actual contentment is of the heart. And Allah Ta'ala tells us here, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, it is with the contentment and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will find the peace of mind, that you will find the serenity, that you will find happiness. That is why if you compare the boat, you will find that as far as the worldly and sensual pleasures are concerned, man can only indulge to a certain degree. But as far as the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, there were people that just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night. There were people that should make zikr of thousands of times saying Allah, Allah, Allah to show and to prove to us that this is something to go after if you want pleasure. The real pleasure is this and this is unlimited and it continues and continues. And the zikrullah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a noble action that in paradise it will come involuntary. A person will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this will be one aspect or one attribute of the people that enter into paradise. Now, as I mentioned, iman and amal and salih are such actions that need to be developed. Such actions that a person should strengthen his iman, go to such environments, such areas, such people where his iman, he makes an effort on his iman. And when effort is made on iman, then we find the amal become automatic and amal becomes second nature for the person. To carry out good amal becomes extremely easy for that person that has strong iman. For that person who has a weak iman, it is difficult for him to come for salat. It is difficult for him to give zakat. Difficult for him to restrain himself from the evils of the environment. But if he has a strong iman, then that iman motivates him and inspires him to carry out amal-e-salihah. And alhamdulillah, we find so many people, those that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and many others who associate and come to a good environment, we find the life before that was so different. Now when that person becomes conscious when he has iman, the fear of Allah, and he has the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now his life is completely different when you look at him after that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that when a person gives da'wah towards iman, then this strengthens the iman, develops the iman, and the iman becomes developed, then the amal become correct and proper. And when the amal are rectified and reformed, then good conditions come down from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to better the position of the ummah and ourselves, then we should indulge in amal. In order to get strengthened in amal, we should see that we develop our iman. In order to get our iman developed, go to such environments where the da'wat of iman is given. Today when you leave the masjid, and you leave the areas where pious people frequent, etc., what is the da'wat there? Starting right from outside when you see the billboards there. And there's hardly any place today where the da'wat is not towards the dunya. Da'wat is not towards wealth, etc. Da'wat is not towards fulfilling your pleasures and desires. There's hardly any place left here on the face of the earth where this is the da'wat. But alhamdulillah, we still have certain environments wherein you go in, the talk is about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the grave, about the qabr, about the hashar, which is those places that we will definitely frequent and definitely go. We will all have to see that angel of death. We will all have to go into the grave. We will all have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for our deeds on the day of judgment. We will all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from Jahannam and put us into Jannat. These are destinations that are there waiting from a human being. We find that the mention of this is not made. With the result, we find that it goes to the back of our minds. We believe in it. Definitely, we are believers. What we need to do is strengthen our iman. When our iman is strengthened by mentioning these realities, then it becomes easy for a person to carry out good amal and become a practicing Muslim. And then this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us and for all of us. And for all those people that have this perfect iman and amal salihah, they will be successful here and successful in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, we have frequent ijtimaas, we have shab guzarings where environments are made conducive to this development of the iman and development of amal salihah. And alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that hundreds of people's lives change when they come to these environments and when they think about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they hear things about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they speak things about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the akhirat, and sometimes they even see the realities of the masrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they become motivated and inspired, and alhamdulillah, the iman reaches a very high stage, and thereafter they become practical Muslims. So alhamdulillah, in this regard, we are very fortunate this time that the Natal Ijtima that is taking place, inshallah, it will be next weekend from Saturday, from the 15th, 16th and 17th, not far from us. It is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we have become like the host now of these Ijtimaat, these gatherings, these sacred gatherings, gatherings that are frequented by the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person goes into such gatherings and such environments, then definitely he is affected by those environments and he's affected for the better where his iman is developed and where he becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he realizes the goal and object of his life. And alhamdulillah, as I mentioned, that we have this unique opportunity here. Just 10, 15 minutes from here, we find this ijtima is taking place, and it is planned in such a manner that we find it's holidays as well. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday is also a holiday. So we should try not only to go ourselves, but we should try. We want a peaceful life, a life of tranquility for ourselves, for our wives, for our children, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should take our children as well, our friends as well, our acquaintances as well, those in our locality as well, and invite people to good. Every person has a natural tendency to call people towards good and to stop him from bad. If you go out of this mosque here, if I go out of the mosque and I see the lights on of somebody, I'll come back inside and say, so and so, your lights are on. What is that? You're stopping him from something that is that's bad for him, that is not good for him, that will cause him some harm. So this is an ingrained quality, an attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in us. And to call towards good is also an ingrained quality. When a person likes something for himself, he likes it for his others as well. And he calls others towards that good as well, whether it is material, whether it is buying something, whether it is a bargain that is available. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we exercise this as far as our deen is concerned as well. We call the people towards good and stop them from evil. And inshallah, in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to develop our iman. And by giving da'wah towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the greatness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll be safeguarding ourselves and the people around us as well. And as I mentioned, we never used to hear before that these aspects or these things in the ummah where people, ma'azallah, are leaving the fold of iman, or they're on the verge of leaving the fold of iman. And this, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised when the senses are taken, when people go around. You'll be surprised just in the area of Spring or Rail. One person there tells us, one alim tells us here, that this youngster, I haven't seen him for 5 years in the masjid. This jamaat had come here from Madrasa, had made gush and gone out. After 5 years, I see this young boy in the masjid. That's when I realized that he's a Muslim. He stays in this very area. One person in the overport area has mentioned that person, after performing 5 hajj, he had renegated and had left the deen of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. These environments are there, these vicious environments, and those people, the evil forces are working. There will be forces of good and there will be forces of evil. Here we had a great opportunity to come and save ourselves from these evil forces and come to the environment of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we can be saved inshallah, and we can become a means of saving the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because not only our responsibility to develop our iman, our responsibility to develop the iman of the people around us as well, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to go and participate fully in these programs that we held, and not let this golden opportunity slip away from our hands. Time will ultimately pass. Person may be sitting at home or going for a drive, etc. But this will not come back the next weekend. This is here. It happens once a year in our province. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives jazai khair to the people, for our elders who have this concern and fikr for the iman and deen of the message of the Iman and Deen of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to participate in these gatherings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it and make it a means of developing our Iman and making easy for us the amal-e-saliha and good deeds that we all need. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.